Each week, 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. Every day, patients with complex medical conditions travel to Pittsburgh from all over the world to get treatment at our world-class facilities. Many bring their family members with them, and they often find their way to Pittsburgh's family house. And when they get there, they have questions.
Sometimes people are there who just want an ear and want to talk. And I listen or tell them where a restaurant is or the supermarket. That's what I do. My name is Bobby Slotsky Kramer. And I've been a volunteer at Family House for 22 years, and I've been a board member for about 12. Family House is a home away from home for people coming to Pittsburgh seeking medical care and their families. We have four houses and about 165 rooms, and as a volunteer, I check people in when they are entering Family House. I show them around and give them a tour. There's one house on McKee, which is our first house, and then there's one on Neville near Bayard. There's one on Center Avenue across the street from Shadyside Hospital. And then there's one in the University Club. We have the top four floors of the University Club. In 1982, my first husband, Malcolm Slotsky, was very ill. And our cardiologist at West Penn Hospital suggested that we go to the Texas Heart Institute. And so we decided we would go for another opinion. And when we were on the plane flying down to Houston, he went into congestive heart failure. We were supposed to be in Texas for 3 days, and we were there for 6 weeks. And the first day we were there, I was sitting in the intensive care waiting room, and I was by myself. And a woman came over and sat down next to me, and she said, "Do you live in Houston?" And I said, "No." She said, "Are you alone?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "Do you have someone here?" I said, "Yes, my husband is in intensive care." And she said, "You're not alone anymore. I'm your family." And her name was Shirley. And Shirley was by me for 6 weeks. She either came to visit or called. She brought us goods. She came one day and said, "You need to get out of here." And she took me for a ride around Houston. So my involvement with Family House is payback, because she showed me how much it meant to be a volunteer and to be involved and to be someone for the families who come to Pittsburgh and are alone and frightened and have so many issues. When you're in a situation like this, you feel isolated. You're away from your support system. You're away from your friends and family, and you feel alone. So to have people like us to smile and welcome them and just talk to them and tell them what's available, you can just see their body just relax, and you can just feel that they're feeling better, even under very stressful situations. And I feel good about being there, and as I said, count my blessings when I go home.
To learn more about volunteers making a difference in our community, visit our website, wesa.fm/difference. And while you're there, nominate someone who you think is making a difference in our community.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. UPMC, life-changing medicine.